Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Tawa City Library, friends, once again, Tara Western. How are you, Tara?
Good, Kevin. And you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Thank you.
Me too.
Glad to have you back on the show. Now, normally we talk book sales or some other event, but this time we're going to talk about a big celebration. Is that right?
Yes. The Tawa City Library, friends, are 10 years old.
Oh, very nice. Well, congratulations on that.
Well, First off, thank you. Yeah. But we also wanted to thank all the people that have supported us through the last 10 years in so many different ways.
Right.
And Carol Broadcasting would be right up there. You've been so supportive.
Yeah, well, hey, it's a good program, and of course,
yes,
a great library over there, and anything we can do to keep kids and adults reading books, the better.
Yep, so. I call it getting Tawas reading one book at a time.
I like that. All right, well, the big celebration, tell us what's going to be happening.
It'll be this Saturday, October 22nd, we're having it during our regular library hours, which is 10 to noon.
Oh, all
so
right.
So it's not a big window, but maybe we'll fill her up. We're going to have a big cake and coffee and water. There's some giveaways, and of course our bookstore will be open, and anyone who's never been there, we'd love to have you come and look around. And all our people, we have regulars that come to the bookstore,
of course,
the library. It is a wonderful library. Terry Stein is the librarian, and she had a vision, and the friends, you know, started, and we helped her create that vision, and it is a beautiful library, very cozy. We have two wonderful libraries in this community.
That's right, yeah. Well, let's talk a little history. You wanted to do a little
bit
of that, too, about the 10 years of the Tawa City Library, friends.
Well, yeah. I retired in 2006 from teaching, and I had told Terry that when I retired, I would try to start a friends group. So we had our first meeting October 23rd, 2006.
Right.
And our celebration is October 22nd.
Wow.
So that's pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put a little sign up sheet at the desk, and people signed up. And I think our first meeting, we had maybe 10 people. And a lot of them are still with us, which is very, very cool. And we kind of organized, and I had help from some other people that had started friends groups, and then we had a meeting the next week, and I think that was so important because it got our momentum going. But we started mostly, we had dues, which, you know, helped, and I actually found a whole bunch of empty pop bottles in the back room, and I mean, we sold pine boughs at November.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was like a donation.
Oh, there you go.
We had a big branch full down, so I took them, and we made $12-$15.
Clever idea.
Yeah, and now we have, you know, we have enough money, let me put it that way, to do all the projects that we've done. Anything the library needed, of course, partnership with the Tawa City government, and the council, and the mayor, and they have been very, very helpful. Carl Steinhurst, I have to give him a shout out because he's a regular library patron. He's been on the council, and he actually, you know, the animals outside?
Yes,
the Clute animals.
Right.
He has repainted them, and they
really
look
absolutely
lovely.
Wow.
And he has been a big help to us through the years. We put in a garden. We've bought chairs. We have a faux fireplace in there. We put the signs out on US 23, 55, and in the neighborhoods, which, you know, no one. When I first started the Friends, and I've been living here since 1982, I knew people who lived here all their life, and they didn't know there was a Tawa City Library. Now, that's really important to me, but I was really surprised. So that was one of our first goals, was to make people know where we are. And a lot of people use both libraries.
Yes.
That's really, really cool.
So you guys have done a lot.
We have.
Really
we
have, yeah.
The other partner would be the Iosco Airneg District Library.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, which has 8 branches. And they have been fortunate enough to have so many books. I go to a library in Florida. Our district, our system is really better. We have better books, it's a wide variety, where in Florida they seem to tend to more bestsellers, but you can find anything in our library. I can't give it enough accolades. But they we're able to start a grant program for each library to put on programs. Mm-hmm. So you have, you know, X amount of dollars every year. And so we started, we did, I don't know what year, but we did writing workshops first.
Sure, I remember.
We had a published author. We had Michael Jacot talking about how to write a play. And then a couple years later, we did 3 Master Gardener workshops, and those were well attended, and they're totally free.
Yeah,
you know, and that one, people went home with this huge pot of bulbs,
right?
You know, that was magnificent.
Yeah,
yeah, we painted rocks. I mean, just, and I guess, I don't know, my volunteerism was all based on fun, because
sure.
I like to have fun, and
exactly.
We have fun.
You do, that's for sure.
And we work hard, but
well,
we
people
do have
can learn
fun.
More by coming out Saturday.
Yes, yes,
that's right.
The 22nd, 10 to noon. Got to talk about our bookstore. We started. I cannot believe this. Looking back, we started in October of 2006. We opened a bookstore in April of 2007. Well, that building had lots of rooms that weren't libraries. So we were able to put in a Gently Read bookstore in the front of the building. And when we opened that, that's been through lots of changes. We kept, you know, buying more shelves, and we had some custom built, and we call it the little bookstore that could, because we realized when we all get too decrepit to do sales, then I'll talk about that in a minute. That bookstore would keep us going.
Yeah, I mean,
every Saturday we're open 10 to 12 every Saturday. But we need new members. We need some. I think every organization, volunteer in town, they do need that. And it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, we need you.
That's right.
But that, the bookstore, we take donations. Now, the district library does cull their collection, and they, you know, spread them out between all the different friends groups. So we get lots of discards from there that are beautiful books. But we have people donate all the time. And I think over the 10 years, how many books that have come out of people's houses to our bookstore to be shared.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
books,
amazing.
Books should be shared.
You're right. They should. You know, you read it, and unless you cherish it.
Right. Or you pass it to a friend.
Yeah.
But that's sharing.
Right.
So our bookstore allows us to, you know, get books out to people. And you know how we price our books.
That's right. You pick the book, you pick the price.
Exactly. So I always say to people, well, I don't know. And I say, listen, at our prices, you can afford
that's
it. Because it's a donation.
Yeah, exactly.
And people are very generous. So it's just, people who love books, just working in that book. It's fun. It's to have your own, kind of your own little bookstore that you,
You're right.
You see people, but you work when you feel like it. Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of a dream come true for me.
Well, if they want more information about the Tawa City Library Friends, about volunteering their time, about the bookstore, about what you guys do, what do they need to do?
Well, the IOSCOairnaclibrary.org website will have information about events. The other thing is to stop by. The Tawa City Library is parallel to, it's on North Street, which is parallel to M55.
Right.
You take First Avenue, and then you turn right, and there you are. And it's between the Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School and the ball field. Oh, it's a park now.
That's right,
it is. They got a very cool sign out there, and we have a very cool library sign.
Tawa
City has done some good work. Stop in the library. It's open every day, Monday through Thursday, I should say, from 9 to 1, and then 2 to 5, and then Saturdays 10 to noon. And stop in and talk to Terry. She's very, you know, open to questions and welcoming. We've done all sorts of programs besides the workshops. You know, we did a Dr. Seuss party. Murder mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a bookshelf bingo, and that's in the winter with great prizes. You have to fill out a bingo card with different books.
Clever idea.
Yeah. I think we're pretty cool.
You guys are. There's no doubt about it. It's the Tawa City Library Friends. Tara Western, it's been a pleasure, and I know we'll talk to you again when you enter your second decade there at the Tawa City Library Friends.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Thanks for joining us today, Tara.
Thanks, Kevin.